thoughts. Don't engage. Observe, record, and report was your remit, and still is. Are those FDLR soldiers? Wearing those uniforms? A few whites skinned in them as well. Haven't a clue if they're the real deal or not, he replies. I can get up close and personal and find out if I go in. Andrews laughs harshly. I know what that means. You are not going in whatever happens. I'll call their embassy in Washington, as well as our embassy over there, and alert them. But you are staying put. His voice rises with each word. He lets Andrews stew in the ensuing silence for a long while, till Andrews breaks. I know what you want to do, but trust me on this. You are a more valuable asset outside than inside, despite whatever shit is raining down there. He hangs up on Andrews and continues observing, blackness coiling deep inside him. He starts the tabla in his head to drown out the anguish of the women and children, and forces his mind to play various tolls. He's on the tintel when the trucks finally roar off, filled with the soldiers. The voices of the women and children mute a little, but not by much. The jeep is still there, its front just peeping out from the shadow of a hut. He silences his mental tabla and listens. Ghostly shadows move between the huts occasionally. If sound could be blotted, it would be a lazy evening in the Congo. Zeb is a specialist, a troubleshooter, a private military contractor if you want to be nitpicky. In an earlier life, he was with the U.S. Special Forces. Some would say he is a mercenary. He is hired around the world for his skills in finding things. Things such as stolen nuclear warheads or terrorists. He is also hired for finding people. Hostages kidnapped for ransom. Soldiers held prisoner in enemy territory. Civilians held hostage by wackos. Finding anyone, really. He has often acted as a bodyguard, security consultant, or protector. Sometimes he's hired to make people disappear. Bad people, roaches. Some call him an assassin. He knows he isn't one, but can do that job better than the best assassins in the world. Labels don't bother him. His job is a violent, high-risk one. He wouldn't do it if it wasn't. Armed forces across the world hire him, as do police forces, national governments, Hollywood stars, and billionaires. His last assignment had been to retrieve a stolen Russian nuclear warhead. He had to work with the agency as well as various covert government organizations in Europe, the USA, and Russia, infiltrate a few terrorist cells, and negotiate with the world's most wanted arms dealers before locating the warhead in a mosque in Detroit. He had then called in the agency, who in turn had called a few WDE, We Don't Exist organizations, to conduct a dawn raid on the mosque. He was part of the team that went in. It was his finger that pulled the trigger, splattering the brains of two members of the cell. He had flown to New York for his debrief at one of the several anonymous offices maintained or temporarily occupied by various federal agencies. Andrews was waiting for him in the colorless office. We have something else for you, if you're interested. That was Andrews. Good at small talk. But first things first, continued Andrews. Report? He wordlessly handed it across. He had worked with Andrews for a long time, could easily read him, and he knew Andrews wasn't really interested in his report. He would have been thoroughly debriefed by the WDE agents. Andrews was here to stoke his interest in the next assignment, whatever it was. Andrews was a first-rate handler who gave him interesting assignments, and for that he could tolerate his boring games. For a short while. Andrews finally put the report down, drummed his fingers on the desk, looked at him, then away, and then back at him. We might have a problem. He paused. In the Congo. Andrews waited for his response. Realizing it could be a long wait, he continued. As you know, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, has a UN peacekeeping force, UNPKF, which has not been particularly effective in keeping the peace. In fact, the UNPKF has been accused of not doing enough to keep out rebel troops and of being involved themselves in drug and gold smuggling. Andrews waited for a response, got none, and forged